This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Once considered Pittsburgh's premier hotel, the Monongahela House served as the home away from home for Pittsburgh's most famous 19th century visitors. Located at the corner of Smithfield and Water Streets, now Fort Pitt Boulevard, the commanding five-story Monongahela House was one of the most prominent buildings of the downtown cityscape. Built in 1840, the Monongahela House featured 210 rooms until Pittsburgh's Great Fire of 1845 reduced the hotel to ashes. But Monongahela House owner James Crossan immediately began building a bigger and more elegant version of the hotel. By 1847, the Monongahela House reopened at the same location with nearly 300 rooms. A 60-foot domed entrance wowed guests as they entered the hotel, complete with stylish white marble floors, black walnut stairways, and a striking ballroom lined in velvet curtains and gilded ceilings. The new and improved Monongahela House quickly became Pittsburgh's place to see and be seen. Famous guests included writers Mark Twain and Charles Dickens, Prince Edward, and nearly a dozen U.S. presidents. Perhaps the Monongahela House's most memorable visitor, Abraham Lincoln, stayed overnight in 1861 en route to Washington, D.C. for his inauguration. The following morning, Lincoln greeted a crowd from his hotel balcony and spoke of the impending Civil War, declaring Allegheny County the banner county of the Union and warning that war was not inevitable because there was, in truth, no crisis, he said, but an artificial one. Later, Suite Number 2 became known as the Lincoln Room until the hotel was raised in 1935 to make way for a bus depot. Lincoln's bed and furnishings have now found a home at the Heinz History Center.